The 1895 podcast is brought to you by Off the Ball, official media partner of Shelburne FC. The 1895, the official Shelburne podcast, exclusive to Patreon.
Ball sinks in towards where Davy Rogers is up. Rogers reads the left. Oh, Davy Rogers! Oh, what a goal by Davy Rogers!
I'm angry, Tony, I have to be honest.
Murray! Martin Shelburne! Noel Murray! Has she won it for the Reds? What a goal!
Here's a chance up. Shane Farrell. And Shelsley 2-0.
I'm sorry, Tony, but I'm angry as well. I was angry before the game. I've been angry for a long time.
And she gets the winning goal here. Slattery! Oh. Into the back of the net. That is what champions do. That is what winners do. Pearl Slattery.
Over the top by Sullivan. Hughes. Goal. Shelburne lead.
His cross. Stick.
Kilduffy is the substitute and he scored! Shell's lead!
We are in to the 94th minute and yeah! It's all over!
Shelburne FC are first division champions!
So just reward, we deserve this big time.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the 1895 podcast, the official Shelburne Football Club podcast, coming to you live here on Spotify. And yes, this is not the dulcet tones of Steve Duty you are hearing. It's myself, Adam Leonard, this week taking a load of Steve's carries, giving me the keys. We had a bit of an accident earlier, but we're back on the road. Anyways, I am joined today by the man behind Red Stats, avid women's Premier Division side, women's Premier Division champions, Shelburne, excuse me, Kev Doyle. Kev, how are you? Welcome to the show, man.
Evening. Happy to be here.
happy to have you again. Yeah. For anyone who's listening, we had a bit of a malfunction earlier, and this is our second time recording this. We do appreciate shout out to Darren for jumping on the first time around, and there was just a problem with the audio, so we are recording this again. This is our women's. I was going to say Women's National League. We're not allowed to say that anymore, Kev. Women's Premier Division preview.
Well, new title this year for a new season.
New title, new season. New us, Kev. This is going to be us previewing the President's Cup, first game of the season. We're going to look at Shell's squad, the incomings. We can't do this without discussing the outgoings, so we will discuss them as well. And yeah, everything in between. We're going to look at the Cork game, we're going to look at the Athlone game, the weekend. We're going to look at all the other teams around the league as well. It looks like it's going to be a very competitive season in the Women's Premier Division. And we will also have a brief look at the game on Friday between Shells and Drogheda, and the game this coming Friday between Shells and Pats at Dublin Derby. Kev, you can't beat it.
Plenty of them in the next few weeks to look forward to.
Absolutely. So yeah, I suppose we'll just jump right into it, Kev. I've said it before, the success behind my commentary, I get all my stats and info from yourself. You are an avid fan of this side, like many other Shells fans. I suppose we take a brief look at last season for Shells, a double winning season, a cup and a league, a trip in Europe as well to Slovenia. And you found yourself in Slovenia during your summer, Kev. How did you find that?
Yeah, it was a great trip with the 10 or so souls who went out with us. Obviously, I was the maddest of the lot. I went over to Slovenia, then back for the Bowers game, and then back over again. So, didn't do it the easy way, but sure, Shells don't do it the easy way anyway. So, yeah, the first game itself, it was an excellent performance by the girls. They ran their hearts out and came out the better over the home opponents. It was their first victory on foreign soil in Europe, so a historic day for the girls. And unfortunately, the second day they were probably just that bit too tall to challenge what was a very physical and talented Icelandic side.
Yeah, and it was the inclusion of Heather O'Reilly at the time coming into Shells, which was massive at the time. I remember myself, I obviously I'd be going doing the women's games commentary wise, and when Heather came in, it was massive. She gets that goal in Slovenia to make it.
The Ray Houghton goal, as I call it.
The Ray Houghton goal.
Echoes of Euro 88 or whenever it was he scored against England.
Absolutely. When the goal went in, what was it like? I mean, I can only imagine the feeling of pride. I'm sure you were good for your vodkas deep, so that feeling was probably...
Well, it was warm enough for them to be sweating out me fairly sharpish, so we just went mental behind the goal.
And it was a great historic day. The season overall, we did chat about it before, you know, unbelievable, really unbelievable. A league and cup double. In a league where there was times during the season where it didn't look like, you know, maybe the mask had fallen off a little and they were struggling at times, but it definitely didn't, obviously, it didn't end like that. And then the cup final, Italia against the Clown. Great win there, very historic win, of course, as well. If you have to pick a moment, Kev, of the season, and I know it's hard, I know it's a very vague question, I'm going to put you on the spot. And anyways, what moment stands out the most to you?
Well, there's two for me. I'd say the performance of the season was the final day against Wexford. Gone down there, title on the line. Wexford, a very good side. Always a tough place, the old Ferry Carrick. And we more or less blew them away. Once Jesse got that first goal, we were just kept going from there and eventually blew them off the park, basically. We comfortably won in the end. And if I was to pick an individual moment, it would be probably Courtney's save towards the end of the season when she came into the side in the cup game. That probably was the catalyst. And then Noel scored a penalty later on to win it. Kickstarted the season, restarted the season after a bit of a lull.
Yeah, it was an interesting period. That cup run as well, I love it so much. The run, the game against Piemont, and this is my moment of the season, just for the sheer quality of the game. I think it was 3-2 in the end of Shells. And some of the goals were great. And Gemma Quinn, what a player. Her third goal on commentary with myself was Sean Cole. And Sean absolutely loses it. Sean goes mad. And I remember after the game, me and Sean were kind of in awe of what happened. Just looking at Heather O'Reilly making her debut, you know, World Cup winner, an Olympian, making her debut for Shells. And I think she got a goal on an assist that day. But Gemma Quinn was the star of the show, which is...
Yeah, I think there's a great picture of her running over to the Ballyrock end and us all gone mental behind her. And it was a great day.
And it's just it's mental that, you know, there's all the talk about Heather O'Reilly beforehand, and look, a great servant to the club while she's here. She's a lovely woman as well. All the interactions I had with her, but for Gemma Quinn, you know what I mean, to come in and do what she done that day was amazing. And I'm a big fan of Gemma. I think she's a fantastic footballer. And yeah, hope she'll have a good season. You would imagine. So yeah, that game against Piemont for me was absolutely the moment of the season. As I said, we are going to look at the President's Cup the weekend, 4 o'clock kickoff, against Athlone, down in Athlone, live on LOI TV. You'll be down there, Kev?
Yeah, I will be, yeah.
But before we do that, we'll just have a quick look at the squad. Actually, before we do this, we'll look at the squad first. There, of course, was some new incomings today. We'll get on to them soon. But the Shell squad, as it stands now, of the players that stuck around from last season, Courtney McGuire, as Kev mentioned, Per Slattery, the captain, the GOAT, Jesse Stapleton, Leah Doyle, Kiva Keenan, Alex Kavanagh, Rachel Graham, Taylor White, Megan Smith Lynch, Noelle Murray, Kate O'Dowd, and Gemma Quinn. And we have had some new incomings, Kev, Nadine Clare from DLR Waves, Sophie Waters back to Shells from DLR again, and Kerry Letman from DLR. I'm gonna announce these signings today. This evening, as we're sat here on Tuesday evening, Kayla Hemrick from Houston Dash, a US, I'm going to say soccer player because that's what they probably say over there,
coming to Shells,
and Christy Gray,
Christy,
Canadian, coming from RIK, Carl's Goga from Sweden. Kev, give me the lowdown on these two.
Well, Christy is from Canada. She's just from the south side, Vancouver. She went through the collegiate system up there. Scored a good few goals for Queen's University. Mm-hmm. And then last season she was playing in the Swedish second division for that team. I'll let you pronounce.
R.I.K. Karlskoga is my pronunciation of it. I don't know if that's correct now, but I certainly hope it is.
And then Kayla, she's a sort of winger coming as sort of a number 10. She's from Virginia, just outside Washington, and she played in a collegiate system as well in the States, 4 years there, and then last year she was playing the NWSL, which is the top league in America for women, with the Houston Dash.
It's a great name for a club, isn't it?
They're linked with they're all linked with the Dino, I think the men's team is called.
So what should we expect from them? Do you expect, two good young players to come in? And
At
the squad, it's an experienced squad, so they're coming into a squad where...
From what I've seen from them in pre-season, Christy, she's set a forward, she seems to run around all day, good finish, lots of energy, and then Kayla, sort of more finesse, more technical, very low centre of gravity, so she has a sort of messy look.
Yeah, and of course you've been the Shell's eye pre-season, Kev. What have you made of so far? How's it been? I believe wins against
Cliftonville was the first game up. They won that 5-1. Mm-hmm. I wasn't there, but my dad had a medical emergency. But 5-1, I think Jesse scored, Jamek scored. Young Hannah Healy scored. She's only just gone 15. She's one for the future. Yeah, it was. And Cliftonville are the defending champions up north, so no mugs. Then last Tuesday, I think it was, they played Ireland out in Abbottstown. Jesse Stapleton played against us, which was strange. Thankfully, it's the only time it'll happen this year. They were fairly comfortable, it has to be said. Alex scored a worldie of a goal. She weaved away through with three players and then curled one in from the edge of the box. And Gemma scored a cracking... Oh, no. I think it was Gemma. It's got a cracking team goal in the second half. Then last weekend, it didn't really show up in the first half against Glentoran. Much better in the second half. But Glentoran had three or four Northern Irish internationals, so they're a decent side. But pre-season's just getting minutes in the legs, getting bedding in the new players, so don't read a lot into it.
Yeah, it's one of those things, isn't it? Me and Steve were discussing it for the men's side, and it's hard to kind of gain too much more than, players getting fit and, I suppose, becoming used to your teammates and stuff like that for the new signs coming in. So, I suppose, I know there's been a lot of outgoings, Kev, but are you happy with the squad? What do you make of the squad so far? And I know there's a few more signings, and it's not in our jurisdiction to announce them, so we're not going to.
Yeah, there'll be four more in before Saturday. I don't know what I think a couple more will be announced today as the podcast goes out on the Wednesday, and another few on Thursday.
Awaiting international clearance, I believe, isn't it?
Three of them are, yeah. One of them is a former Red who was returning. But we'll tease that out for another few days. But added into the squad, you have a few of the underage girls stepping up. Katie Keane was away on international duty at the moment, so she'll be stepping up to the first team squad when she gets back. And Leah Riley, who was with the 19s last year, came on in the last game of the season against Wexford. She's a centre-half or centre midfielder. She'll be stepping up as well.
Yeah, and it's a squad that breeds experience, isn't it? You look at the squad as a whole, there's winners in there.
The three golden oldies are still there. So.
Absolutely. The three stalwarts.
Well, we're always safe once they're still knocking about.
The spine of the squad, obviously, Pirlo, Rachel Graham, Noelle Murray, What did you call Rachel Graham earlier? The Bruschettes of...
I'm robbing that from Shauna Cook. Irish Bruschettes.
The Irish Bruschettes, yeah. No, Rachel's a great player. And do you know what? I think one that's very underrated in terms of, in general, of just the Women's Premier Division.
The concept of a friendly is lost on Rage because she's still been flying in tackles even though it's pre-season.
The commitment's on a different level for Rachel. But look at the squad, great quality there, even the likes of Alex Calvin, Kiva Keane and Megan Smith-Lynch, they've been around, you know what I mean, they've been around the squad for a long time. They're great.
Yeah, Kiva's been flying in this pre-season. She looked really sharp. Same with Alex, she looks to have got a lot fitter over the off-season, so big season for them ahead.
Absolutely. So as we look at the President's Cup, as we said, we mentioned earlier, Shells against Athlone. These sides played each other four times last season. In March, it was a 2-0 win for Shells. Noel Murray kept keen on the score sheet. In July, it was a 1-1 draw in Talca Park. Noel Murray getting a late 90th minute equaliser to cancel out any Crumpets goal just after half time. And then obviously the TG Carter course, myself and Sean christened it. Athlone 2, Shells 0. Goals from Gillian Keenan and Kenny Brennan on the day for Athlone. And then obviously the cup final, Kev. Shells 2, Athlone 0 into the FAO Women's Cup final.
Cherry on top of the season.
Absolutely. Imperial Slattery on the score sheet. Suppose what your recollection of the final that day, it was a great day at the office, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very nervy. We get very nervous on cup final days or the Wexford game. But we got over the line. Probably wasn't, I wouldn't say it was the girls' best performance of the season. Second half anyway, the season probably caught up with them a little bit, but they got over the line and a historic double for the club.
Yeah, I think on the day, I thought experience really showed.
It was probably Athlone's first time having that much pressure on them and going for a trophy. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was a big day for them, wasn't it? It was a big day out.
Big day out for their fans. They brought a decent half number up with them. So hopefully they turn out again on Saturday in a good crowd for the President's Cup.
A bit of a fairy tale season last season as well, that quite end how they wanted it to end. The President's Cup, as you said, Kev, on Saturday, the first of its kind, and you always want to be the first winners of something, don't you? So we did mention before, you know, it is still pre-season with Shells. Don't get kicked off until Cork and Talca, which we will discuss momentarily as well. But I suppose, how do you see this game going on Saturday? You know, it is a bit of an anomaly in the sense that, as I said, the force was coined. It's going to be interesting to see how Shells line out. Same with Athlone, they've lost a few players as well. So, how do you see this one going?
Yeah, firstly, it's just great that the women have a President's Cup as well as the men now. So, on even more of an equal footing as the men's league. So, it's great to have it, and the president will be there to hand out the trophy afterwards. So, great that they're being treated as equal as possible on the game itself. But I'd fancy us to probably nick it, maybe 1-0 or 2-1. It'd be a close game. I'd low at loan have lost probably two of the better young players in the league. They're still a strong side. And Tommy Hewitt has worked wonders with them since he took over, so they'll still be out of the block sharp with us and with their high press and energetic football, but I think we might just have about enough to get over the line.
Yeah, I'm glad you predicted it because I was going to ask you for a prediction. So you're going with 1-0.
1-0 or 2-1, I'd say.
Yeah, I'd expect something similar myself. I think the experience in the squad really is going to be what gets Shells over the line in a lot of games this season. I say the experience, like the likes of Jesse Stapleton and Leah Doyle, they're still quite young as well in their careers. Two fabulous footballers, I think. Holding on to Jesse in the off season.
Jesse's massive. Like, there's no limit to how good Jesse can get. So, I'm not sure if she'd be back because she's away on international camp at the minute. She's captain and scored in a 2-1 victory over England over St. James or St. George's Park, on Monday, I think it was. I think she's due to fly back on Friday. I'm not sure if she'd be, I'm sure she'd be there. I'm not sure if she'd be on starting. But throughout the season, she'd be a big player for Shelves.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just I just want to echo what you said. I think the sky's the limit for her, isn't it? She is such a talented young player, and you know, I think that's what's great about Shell's system is there's always been young players coming through, both men's and women. And yeah, so the season kicks off, Kev, with a game at home to Cork in Talca Park on the 4th of March, I believe.
4th of March, 2 o'clock, yeah.
I'm sure you're buzzing for it, Kev. You can't wait.
Oh, I can't wait. Back in the Ballybuck ends. Don't beat it.
I suppose, actually, real quick, explain to anybody listening, because there will be people listening who will have only gone to see the men's side or whatever. What is Talca Park like on a Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock, Shells against anyone in the Women's Premier Division? Just describe to anyone listening what it's like and what kind of atmosphere it is, and you know, I suppose why you should get down.
Ah, nice sunny day in Talca. It's great. Full of families, full of young kids, young girls, young boys, toddlers. Free to roam around the stadium a bit more than they would be on a men's match night. Nice safe environment for them to come down, get introduced to the Reds probably. You know, a few of my mates are planning to bring their young sons and daughters to their first games at the WNL this coming season. So it's just a relaxed family atmosphere, I would say.
Yeah, and I don't get that same experience, of course, because I'd be up in the gantry with Sean.
You're up in the gods, yeah.
We can most definitely agree, and Sean would say the same if she was here. It's one of the best things you can do on a Saturday afternoon. It's, for a lot of people, it would be their first experience at a game in Talca Park or wherever that may be. And it's a good way to get into football, I feel it's...
Yeah, great way. And the quality of football on display in the last 2 years has been top-notch, so... Why not go down?
Absolutely. I feel as though the atmosphere that's created, it's a very welcoming one, you know what I mean? And it's one that I think Shells are very exceptional in the sense that, you know, it's one club. We all support the same club, the same values.
Same faces on the Riverside Friday night as it is in the Ballybuck end Saturday afternoons.
Yeah, and that's it. And like, it's a great loyal support. And I know the ladies, I know the girls appreciate it as well. On the pitch, you know, they see the everyone behind the goal, and it does drive them on. And it's no surprise that Shells have won 2 leagues in a row, have had a trip in Europe, have won the cup. These are all things that come from, you know, a club being supported properly.
Yeah.
And it's great to see. And I do advise everyone getting down, absolutely anyone, to get down on a Saturday afternoon and support this side because they're fantastic. So
you won't forget.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's no difference. No different. This season, but we'll look at the first game, and anyways, against Cork. We'll take a quick look at last season. I know it doesn't bear much effect on it this season, obviously, in change of management and new recruitments, but it was a 7-0 win in Talca Park against Cork last season. My first game on commentary, Kev. I don't know if you remember the night before, but I was.
Oh, yeah. Remember that beat?
As I always do, I was hitting you up to get a few stats and info on Cork and Shells, and as ever, you were there to give them to me. On the score sheet for Shells that day, of course, is Jesse Stapleton twice, Sean Fox, Noel Murray, Jimmy Quinn, Kate O'Dell, and Gloria Douglas. Fast forward then to May, and it was a 4-0 win down in Cork for Shells. Abby Larkin, Noel Murray, Serge Noonan, and Leo O'Leary on the score sheet for the first time, I think it was, at the time for Leo.
The youngest ever goal scorer for Shells men or women.
And then we move into October then, and it was a 2-1. Narrow victory for Shells over Cork and Talca.
Nail biter.
No, absolutely was, Kev. What do you remember of it?
Well, I don't remember a whole lot. Had to be won. That was the main thing. To keep the title race on the go.
It was a Cork side, wasn't it? A change of manager.
The new manager came in. They were, looked a lot more organised. And
yeah.
He's back again this season. He's got recruited a few bodies in. Lost a few to Wexford, and I think today announced one of the players who's been with them since the start of the league back in 2011 has departed. But
yeah.
I'm sure they'll be stronger than they were last year.
And in this game on this day in particular, it felt like it was a push for the title. You know, Becky Casson got a goal for Cork early on, and I remember being up there with Sean and thinking, you know, how's this going to end? And I think there was an own goal for myself again, the 45th minute for Shells, and then it was a Megan Smith-Lynch screamer.
Yeah, a screamer from about 30 yards.
87th minute to put Shells 2-1 up and really give us the push for the title that we needed. Unbelievable from Megan, and as we said, she is staying on.
She looked good in pre-season.
A very talented player. She's been around for a while. Knows her way around the league, and you know she's a winner as well. I think that's
certainly does.
Important thing to point out.
Many a long year. My sister played with her back when Megan was about 12.
Yeah, mad. She's been around for a while, Kev, hasn't she? And she's.
Yeah, she got the Ireland under 16s manager's gig there last week, so
yeah,
congrats to her.
Yeah, absolutely, congrats to Megan. Looking at this game, Kev, you'd have to fancy Shells, wouldn't you?
I think so. I think Cork probably have certainly improved since last season, but I'd still fancy Shells at home to beat Cork.
You would have to, I think, and I know we can't bear too much on the games from last season, but this is a Shell side who just has that experience and the quality coming in as well. Now, I know Heather O'Reilly isn't coming back. But
she sent us a few bodies in her place.
She's after scouting a few players for us, and they're coming to Shells. And I think this season's going to be a very prosperous one in that vein. Looking at the Cork game specifically, I think Shells are going to look to get out the block quick. I think the same can be said for Athlone on Saturday. I don't think I've predicted that, but I'll go with a Shells 2-1 victory. And against Cork, I do believe it could be a tight affair, to be fair. It could be one of them.
Yeah, first day, it's always a bit nervy, but
yeah.
I'd fancy us to win.
Yeah, it could be, you know, against Strada, you know, where they had all the possession, they were the better side, but just couldn't quite get it over the line. So yeah, moving forward, Kev, it's one of those seasons. Shells are coming back. The confidence will be high. They'll be raring to go. How do you see the season panning out from Shells' point of view?
Yeah, I see us certainly challenging for the title. I don't think all this scaremongering about us losing all these players and we're going to suffer in the doldrums. I think that's a load of rubbish. We still have plenty of talent in the squad. I know Wexford have strengthened significantly with the arrival of Brianna Jarrett from across the water and Emily Corbett from Athlone, but I reckon it'll be us two fighting out for the title again. Probably another close run thing. Wouldn't be surprised if it's another final day shootout.
Yeah, it must be noted as well, all this scaremongering that's going on is, to be honest with you, it's a bit ridiculous. If you go back to 2021, people wrote Shells off for the league on the last day, and to be fair, a lot of people going to the ground that day probably couldn't have seen Shells winning the league as well. So that's kind of
You can count me on.
But the same happened last season in the sense that, you know, people just assumed.
Once we hit the wobble, they thought we were gone. But
yeah.
The belief was always in the squad, and I've been around them in pre-season. I think it's still there for this coming season as well.
But there's been one constant, you know, for the rise of, you know, the WNL and now called the Women's Premier Division. The one constant has been Shells and, you know, raising the standards along with Wexford and Piemont. And it's grand for Rovers, you know, to jump in now. And, you know, I don't particularly have a problem with how they've gone about their business. You know, these things happen.
It's football at the end of the day, yeah.
Yeah, chinks. So these things tend to happen, and I don't think it's time to be worried or anything in the sense from Shell's point of view. There's great character. There's great winning mentality there, to put it simply. And yeah, I do still fancy Shells to have a very good season. We will take a quick look at, you know, some of the teams around the league. Just to give context on the league itself, we will start with Shamrock Rovers. You know, you look at this side that they've put together, you know, they've taken Amanda Budden, Jess Gargan, Shauna Fox, you know, Leo O'Leary, Aoife Kelly, Abby Larkin, of course, all off Shells. you know, you look at elsewhere, they brought in Jess Hennessy, who was great for Athlone, Alana McAvoy, Stephanie Roach, Anya O'Gorman, all these players have come in from big sides. I suppose the question I have for you, Kev, is do you think they'll contend, and how do you think these players will all come together, I suppose?
I don't see them being title winners. I can see them third or fourth. I don't think they've got... Apart from the big names, the squad is a bit thin. So I don't see them challenging for the title, but they'll probably be third or fourth, I would say.
Well, looking at the players who have gone, I know we discussed this earlier with Darren. the players who have gone, is there anyone in particular that you're looking at and you're thinking, you know, I wish they hadn't gone? Or, like, the one I mentioned was Jess Garrigan, of course, because she was one of our better players last season. But
I think she's going to be out injured for a while, so I don't know. It mightn't be that. She'd be out for a while. So, but we have Kiva to slot in, so I don't think Kiva, in my opinion, is just a good player as Jess. So
yeah, absolutely.
I don't see it as being an issue there.
I agree with you. I think there's not a great division in quality, in my opinion, between the two. And, you know, that shows how good both players are. You know, Amanda
Budden. Both internationals, so.
Yeah, absolutely. I know Amanda Budden was a great servant to Shells. She had a great Champions League campaign for Shells. But I think Courtney McGuire is
able replacement, able replacement, yeah.
Absolutely. And the likes of, you know, Aoife Kelly, Abby Larkin, Leo Leary, I don't think they're going to reach their potential at Rovers. And I know that probably sounds ridiculous. What I mean by that is they will go on to have careers potentially playing in England.
Yeah, they're still young.
Yeah, they're still very young. So
I would like to see them develop with Shells, but...
Yeah, but that's the thing. Now, with Shells, obviously, the likes of Jess Kazoo, who's over in England now. There's great kind of history and tradition of players coming through the Shells system and, you know, making it. But I do think the likes of Abby and Aoife Kelly or whatever will kind of make their names abroad. But that's Rovers. We'll take a really quick look at Bowes. They brought in ex-Red, Mia Dodd, Kevin. I know she's someone you would have liked to have her.
Yeah, she really impressed me, particularly in the game up in Home Farm last year, playing in a sort of a quarterback position, if you will, sort of centre-half, spraying the ball around. I hadn't seen her in that position ever with Shells, but she really impressed me that day. And I wouldn't have minded seeing her back at the Reds, but she's gone up the road, so good luck to her.
Yeah, absolutely, and she was a good servant to Shells as well, wasn't she? She had a good season with DLR last season.
She did.
Bowes also bringing in Lynn Craven from DLR as well. That's another good, shrewd piece of business.
Another former Red.
Yeah. And then you look at Athlone, you know, they've lost Emily Corbett. They've lost Jess Hennessy, which is massive for them.
Two of the better young players in the league, I would say, apart from her own Jessie Stapleton, I'd have them too, and probably Ella Malloy is the four top young players in the league.
Yeah, absolutely. And they've done well to hold on to Maureen Devaney, Kelly Brennan, Madison Gibson. And they still have a good side there.
Still have a good squad, yeah. They might suffer a bit second season syndrome this year, but I'm sure they'll still be up and around the title challenge.
Yeah, there is that potential, isn't there, for a bit of a hangover. And for them, I think it'd be great if they kept making strides and kept... you know, growing as a club, it'd be great to see.
Yeah, the more solid clubs in the league, the better. It's no point having the runaway winners every year. It's no point having a Celtic Rangers sort of scenario. The league needs solid teams, and Athlone and Cork and Galway.
And I think the last few last days of the season have shown how good the league is and the quality in the league. The
fact it's all been shown live and the excellent service that TG Carr have provided in the last two seasons. Got it into people's sitting rooms and showing the product is there. Get out and watch it.
Absolutely, and obviously, of course, in the World Cup year, we'll touch on that maybe in a second. The last team we're going to look at, Kev, is Wexford. We've brought in 23 goals last season. Emily Corbett from Athlone. They brought in Rihanna Jarrett as well, obviously ex-Brighton and London City Lionesses. Abby Brophy from Bowes and Orla Deasy from Cork. The big one there, Kev. Rihanna Jarrett.
Rihanna, yeah. Once she's fit, she'll score half fulls in this division. She, I think she's already, we were up in Belfast the weekend, so we're Wexford. She scored a hat-trick against Cliftonville. She scored a hat-trick, I think, against Bowes the previous weekend. Once she stays fit, she'll score goals. Actually, Rebecca Cray asked me this when she was announced at Wexford, how many she'd scored against us. It's not actually that many. I think it was only 3 or 4. So maybe we're her bogey team, so hopefully that can continue.
Yeah. She's a hell of a talent, isn't she, Kev? An Irish international. And
yeah, I'm sure she'll be pushing for a ticket to Sydney in next summer.
And looking at a few of the transfers around the league, I think she's definitely the one that picks the eye. The other one for me is Mia Dodd going to Bowles, but Rhianna Jarrett going to Wexford. That could be a game changer, couldn't it? I think we're gonna predict the league now, which is a very risky business, as me and Steve discussed before. But who are you going to go for? Are you going to go for Wexford, Kev?
I think it would be tie. In my eyes, it's just Nelson Wexford. So, and if it gets tight, I think our experience in the last 2 years might push it over the edge. But I'm just not sure if Rhianna Jarrett is on form, I think she could score the goals to win a league for Wexford.
Yeah. No, I'm going to be very optimistic here. I'm going to go and say Shells are going back-to-back-to-back.
Oh, but yeah. Anyone knows me, Ads, and knows I'm probably the most pessimistic person in Talca Park. So if I'm predicting the Reds to be second, they'll probably win the league by 30 points.
I think the experience in this side and the quality is it's going to be enough to get Shells over the line. I just think it's such a good side, and we know what the window's like in the summer as well. You know, if bodies need to come in, you could see that happening. You could see Shells bringing a few players. I do hope Shells win the league. I'm going to predict them to win the league as well. I'm very confident in this side. You know, the likes of Rovers, I'm actually going to be very interested to see how they get on this season, because they've brought in all these players. I think I described as an all-star team or the heart of the Albatross.
It'd be interesting to see how they gel as a team rather than as a group of individuals, whether Colley can, I don't know, Colley from his time at Shells, whether he can get the best out of them.
But this is the thing, it's going to be interesting, because they have got all these star players from, you know, Piemont, and then, like, for us last season, it was Jess Garrigan, it was Sean Fox, they're very good, Jess Hennessy. Like, they've brought in all these players, and there's going to be big expectations. Whether they can live up to it or not is another story, but it is going to be very interesting to see.
It'd be interesting to see if the Tala faithful buy into it as well. That'd be another interesting thing to watch throughout the year.
Absolutely. And yeah, I suppose that's our Women's Premier Division preview, Kev. Are you looking forward to it?
Oh, I can't wait to get going now, Saturday.
Yeah, it should be. I do advise everyone to get down, because it will be. It'd be great crack, and the quality of football is great. You know, we talked about before the Ireland squad going to the World Cup in Sydney.
Yeah.
How many ex-Reds were in the squad that played Scotland? I think we said 11.
11 in the wider squad. I don't know how many was in the matchday squad, but there was 11 in the wider squad.
So you're talking about a squad full of, you know, ex-WNL at the time players. And if you're looking to get into the women's game, I definitely think a great step is by looking at the Women's Premier Division here in Ireland on LOI TV, or get yourself down to ground. You definitely won't regret doing so. It was the start of the season, Kev. Shells nil,
Friday night.
We're going to breeze through this now. To be honest with you, Kev, probably could have been nil.
Well, if Matty Smith knocks that sitter in, we'd give him benefit of the doubt and benefit of the doubt rather, and say a bubble on him. But if he knocks that in, I think we could have been looking at another 3-4 nil win. We had plenty of chances. Boydie hit the crossbar, Barra hit the bar. We had plenty of chances to score the goals, but we just didn't go in on the night.
Yeah, it was a strange one. I was up in the gantry with Shiro on Friday, a bit of a weird pipe dream.
I'd say that was an experience and a half.
It absolutely was. Do you know what? He was a natural as well. Like, a duck to war. He was very good to be on commentary with Shiro. I'd love to do it again with him at some stage, hopefully. It was a tough game, because I think Jota came to Talca last season towards the end, got beaten, you know, 6-0. and probably came to the game on Friday thinking, look, we can get over here with a draw.
Yeah, they got what they came for, basically, I would say. They came looking for a nil all, I'd say, and they got it.
Yeah. And to be honest, I don't think you can take too much away from them. I do think Shells created the better chances, and, you know,
it just didn't go in on the night.
Yeah, and Duffer said before that, you know, the performance quite hasn't matched the result, and that's something they're looking to improve on. You know, the games against Pats last season, and Rovers come to mind towards the end of the season. And
yeah, the 4-4 game, we should have won that one, and then the game out in Tala in the Hurricane, as it was.
Yeah.
Should have won that one as well.
And it was just one of them on Friday. I think it kind of echoed that, and I do agree. You know, first of all, I want to say Matty Smith is a fabulous player. He's a very good player.
He's the difference last year when he came into the side from Derry. He kicked us on another level.
It was just one of those things on Friday, unfortunately. He just bobbled over him, and I actually got the clip, obviously, was on Twitter.
Yep, went viral on you.
It got sent to me and by a couple of lads who, don't even support Shells, they just sent to me because they knew I was on commentary, and they were saying, what noise did you make when he missed that? And I listened back to it. I can't explain the noise I made. I'm sorry to anybody listening. I got a great laugh after when I seen it after, because I don't know what I was doing, but it's crazy. It was mad to hear it back, but it was just unfortunate for me, because he is such a good player. He's a lovely lad as well, from, you know, all interactions I've had with him. And it was just unfortunate. As you said, he was the difference when he came in last season. You had, you know, a couple of chances. I think we hit the post once or twice. Paddy Barrett hit the crossbar. It was just one of those days, Kev.
Yeah. Always happened. Early season, it's just getting back into, clicking back into gear. It's always going to be work in progress, as they say.
Yeah. And we look ahead now before we sign off. Pat, Dublin Derby, Friday evening, Kev. A win away in Inchcore is what we got last season, and then obviously a loss as well. It should be a good game on Friday, shouldn't it?
Yeah, always a tasty affair with Pat. I saw the highlights package of their game the other night. It didn't look overly impressive, but I'd take a draw now, probably.
I do think Pats be up there this season. I think they're a very good side.
Yeah, I'd probably have them third behind the top two of last year, Derry and Rovers.
I do think they'll be good. Not to say I don't think we can't hurt them on Friday. I think we were very good going forward. The chances, you know, the lads created, Jack Moyle and, you know, Matty Smith, as we said, Sean Boyd, they were all very good on Friday.
Yeah.
And at the back, you had Paddy Barrett, Luke Bourne, Gav Malloy was in there for a period.
Tariq did very well.
Yeah, Tariq's debut. What did you make? He was very good going forward, wasn't he?
Very good going forward. Obviously, I watched Sam out for pre-season as well. He was very good attacking-wise, good set-piece. Probably scapegoated a bit of Bowes because when they were in the doldrums last year, but a bit of confidence into him this year, I'd say you fly along.
Yeah, and I think one of the impressive things on Friday was the bench and the ability to bring players on.
Yeah, Leafy looked handy when he came on. JR, solid as ever, allowed Fowler to move up to more attacking-wise, which is probably his more natural position.
Yeah, and Kyle Robinson and Evan Carfrey as well looked busy, and, you know, the gaffer noted after the game that's one of the differences this season, is that there's players to call upon.
There's a bench there this year. It's not just 12, 13 players.
Yeah, and I'm very interested to see how, you know, they go on from here. I'm really excited by this team. I do really like the look of it. And I don't think, I think there's definitely divisions in the league. I'm sure you'd agree. And I do think Shells can definitely get, you know, the top of that second division, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, I would say anyone from Pats down to, I think, Drogheda UCD would be the bottom two. But anyone in that mid table can finish anywhere, I think.
Looking at the front line for Friday, Kev, would you be there was, I think, a front line, wasn't there, during pre-season of Jack Moyle and Shane Farrell?
Yeah.
Mike Smith, would you be... That
Jackie in a sort of a false nine position.
Mm.
I'd personally stick with Boydie in as a sort of target man. I imagine Pats will have more of the ball than us on Friday.
Mm.
So I'd stick with Boydie, but Jackie did very well in that false nine when I seen him play there. He's very effective in that position, so it's nice to have the option of two of them that can play in that position, plus Robinson off the bench.
Yeah, that's the thing, and as I said, I want to reiterate the quality of these lads, like Matty Smith's quality, Jack Moylan's quality, Farrell's quality, Boydie's great, you know what I mean? There's real quality there, the young lads off the bench.
Yeah.
I think it's a really promising squad, and as you said, it's just nice to have the options, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big difference to last year. We couldn't really rely on Dan Cart to come off the bench and do much for you, but it's great to have her.
And we look at, as well, Paddy Barrett. I thought he was great the weekend. I think
keep him fit. Solid debut.
Absolutely. Keep him fit. And we could be onto something. I really was really impressed with him on Friday evening against Trotter.
Yeah, it was very, very impressive. He's probably still not back to full match fitness after his injuries last year, so he's only going to get better.
So I'll rob a quick prediction off you for Friday, Kev, if that's all right. How do you think it's going to go for Friday?
1-1.
1-1. I'd probably go with something along those lines. I think we'll keep it tight at the back. I think going forward we'll be resolute. We'll be creating chances again. I think one thing that was missing on Friday was luck. Luck just missing wins.
Yeah.
And hopefully we have that bit of luck on Friday. As Shells take on Pats in Inchicore. And Kev, that is it for the
just
podcast.
On that, without Dazzler here, I better say that the link for tickets was sent out by the club. A lot of people were saying it ended up in the spam, so check the spam folders. It could be a link there.
And I think after 2 days of the ticket link being sent out, it will
be public. Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. So just keep an eye on it. The club links out for the tickets. They were all sold out for the two games last season in Inchicore, so we do expect
another sellout away end, hopefully.
Yeah, please God. But yes, Kev, that's all for the podcast this week. Thanks for joining me again.
No problem. Happy time to add to.
It was great to have you on for the podcast this week. Shout out to Steve as well for lending me the car this week. I hope I return it in good nick. Steve will be back next week. For anyone listening and is missing his lovely voice, he will be returning.
The dulcet tones of duty will return.
But Kev, take care, man. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Heather. Up the Reds.
This podcast was brought to you by Off the Ball, official media partner of Shelburne FC. For all the latest sports news, visit otbsports.com. Sailed in the sunset, way out on the sea. Oh, carry my loved one.